concentric circles could almost show you what I'm talking about. But the city of Birmingham being the hub, there's the western section that's divided by Center Street and it's really complicated to give one a mental picture of what the city, how the city is laid out, because that's the western section, like West End is southwest, you know, going north, south, east, and west. In each section, there are different little areas by name, but it's all Birmingham. Like out in the western section, you'd have Ansley, Pratt City, Bush Hills. Yeah, all right, and then coming east, you know, you run into Smithfield, College Hills. Okay, and then I guess you'd be somewhere near the downtown area, sort of central Birmingham. And then you go east, you know, that's Avondale, East Birmingham, and north you have North Birmingham, and up to Tarrant City, and that's a separate municipality. But the affluence of the city, I guess most of the affluence, and some of the most decadence, as spread out between the western section, the eastern. Wow, think about it, it's all decadent, but the affluence stops. Birmingham is in a valley, and that's called Red Mountain, the high mountain that's south.
Is that the one we're talking on?
Right. And the affluence is on the other side of the mountain, the real affluence. But that's not Birmingham. You know, that's Homewood, Vestavia, River, Mountain Brook. No, that's totally different. So to really give you a mental picture of, or to be able to give you a verbal picture of what Birmingham is like, it's very difficult. And in fact, I don't think I could do it without one having some kind of foundation about the city, because you almost have to have some kind of orientation, I feel, before I could really do it properly. But, you know, there are things like Morris Avenue divides north from south, you know, just as we are sitting between 7th and 8th Avenues south. Once you get to Morris Avenue, you will start with 1st Avenue North, 2nd Avenue North, 3rd Avenue North, 4th Avenue North. And
okay, that's pretty good. You know, you mentioned all the names of each place. So where would you say all the main financial centers are? You know, all the big banks and offices?
Well, oddly enough, well, you know, most of your major offices are major department stores are centered in the downtown area.
Okay.
You know, our mayor boasts of the fact that Birmingham is one of the few cities, you know, by being an all-America city, with this improvement in race relations, he gets a chance to boast about that, is one of the few cities that's not experiencing decay in the inner city, especially the downtown area. As opposed to that, and, you know, it's up for grabs as to how one really perceives this, but they've spent an awful lot of money trying to make Birmingham, the center of Birmingham, beautiful, the downtown area. Birmingham Green, it's called. And some of us, I'm taking a stand, but some of us feel that the money could have been spent a little better, even though some of it's matching money. You understand that. But the city's outlay could have been better spent in improving roads, and there are still some areas without running water, there are still some areas without sewage, under the aegis of the municipality here. So, but that, I was saying, though, that because of that, most of your main buildings, First National Bank building, Southern Natural Gas building, and Central Bank is just across the street, but each has branches. You know, there's an Ansley branch of everything but Central Bank. All the major banks have branches in Ansley, in Fairfield, and, you know, there's satellites. Right, and each one has a shopping center. Like Ansley is a shopping center in and of itself, one of the few where you don't have to pay to park.